vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun. Mount and bore sight scopes and even custom sight and service is available. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 4th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day-only open house pricing. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
What'd you push me out of bed for?
You need to get up and get in the woods. Come on, get up.
It's 3 a.m.
Come on, don't matter. Early bird gets a worm. Come on.
Yeah, and 3 this morning, she shoves me out of bed and says, I need to get hunting. I don't understand it, Ed. She wanted me to go hunting.
Where did you get your deer processed last year?
Todd Schutte from Pigeon IGA did it. Why?
Ah, that explains it.
Taste the reason why wives and kids are so eager for their hunter to bring home the venison this year. Get your deer processing done by the Pigeon IGA in their expanded location one block west of the Shell Station on Knit Street in Pigeon.
Hi, this is Todd Schutte. I've been processing deer for over 20 years. I give you my personal guarantee that the deer you bring in is the deer you get back.
Call 989-551-9594.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Matt Brickle, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at North Star Bank. As a local business ourselves, headquartered right here in Bad Axe, we have the local business expertise and knowledge to meet all of your financial needs. Our loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by local bankers who live in our community. We understand your needs and will actually meet face-to-face to discuss what's important to you. I invite you to visit us at North Star Bank and see firsthand the benefits of local decision-making.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstaratthome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
WLAW at the half finds Lakers on top by 2 points, 8-6 over the hosting Kansas City Redhawks. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen here with you at halftime as the marching Redhawks out on the field. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got here?
The scoring, the action, Clark, is great. The scoring is down a little bit. A big-time touchdown pass from Mason Erla to Jack Stern, 52-yard reception on third and very, very long. Ends a 9-yard drive. The 2-point conversion pass was deflected, no good. 6-0 Cass City leads at the end of the first quarter. Late in the second quarter, Wisner breaks a tackle, spins into the end zone from 7 yards away. He also kept the 2-point conversion and would break the tie and give Lakers the lead 8-6. Just before the half, Cass City drove, but the drive stalled inside the 20-yard line before half. Nonetheless, Lakers leads Cass City 8-6.
Time of possession has Lakers with a slight advantage at 13 minutes and 31 seconds versus Cass City with 10 minutes and 19 seconds. Both teams with a turnover of downs. Lakers' first drive stalled out at the Cass City 4-yard line. And Cass City's drive in the second quarter stalled out with 11 seconds left in the first half at the 22-yard line of Lakers, which gave the ball back to Lakers on the defensive stop. As far as the team stats go, Lakers offense, 21 plays for 80 yards in rushing the ball, six passes for 38 yards, six plays, I should say, of passing the ball for 38 yards. So 27 plays of offense for 118 yards for the Lakers, and two plays in special teams for 46 yards in return. So 29 plays and 164 yards of all-purpose yards. Four penalties for the Laker offense at 25 yards. Leading the offensive attack in rushing the ball is Terrence Dubes, number 21, with seven carries and 35 yards. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, seven carries, 32 yards. Brennan Wisner, the freshman, backup quarterback, playing a majority of the entire first half as Dustin Cady went down with some sort of lower body injury. Not exactly sure on that. We will find out at the half for you. That will send our crews out to find out that on that one. And Brennan Wisner, five carries, 26 yards, and the lone touchdown for Lakers makes it 8-6, Lakers on top. Seth Bowles, two carries for negative 13 yards, got in the backfield both times. And passing the ball, Dustin Cady was 3-for-3 to start that game for 32 yards. Then he went down with an injury. Brennan Wisner comes in and goes 1-for-3 for 6 yards. Receiving the passes, Seth Bowles 3-for-3 for 25 yards. Evan Shemko 1-for-1 for 8 yards. Wisner 1-for-1 for 15. Wushlager 1-for-1 for 6 yards. And Diaz-Reyes incomplete on 2. Brennan Wisner returned both of them for 46 yards, 17 and 29 returns off the kickoffs. In that first half, Dubes with one punt of the night for 17 yards and three holding penalties and one false start for Laker offense. Cass City's offense, on the other hand, quite similar numbers, 17 carries, 59 yards, 10 plays passing the ball for 93 yards, 27 plays of offense for 152 yards, one play and special teams returning the ball for 9 yards, so 28 plays for 161 yards, all-purpose yardage. Two penalties in offense for the Cass City offense for 25 yards. Leading the rushing attack for Cass City is number 11, Drew Loomis, with 24 yards off of 4 carries. Sawyer Cuthrell, number 6, with 6 carries, 22 yards. Nick Perry, number 3, the freshman, 4 carries for 19 yards. And Mason Erla, 3 carries for negative 6 yards on 2 sacks. And passing the ball, Mason Erla, though, looking very confident, actually completed his first 5 of 7 passes for 93 yards, unfortunately had 3 incomplete passes to complete the first half. So going into half, it's 5 for 10 for Mason Erla for 93 yards in passing the ball. Nick Perry receiving 1 for 4 yards. Sawyer Cuthrell 1 for 4 for 17 yards. Number 10, Jack Stern, 3 for 3 for 72 yards, including the score for 52 yards, converting on the third and very, very long, converts on a 52-yard reception for the only touchdown for Cass City in that first half, an 0 for 1 for Hare for number 85 on Cass City. Drew Loomis returned the ball on the kickoff. They're only playing on special teams tonight for 9 yards. Playing the ball, Hare has not had to touch the punt so far. Penalties, they had offensive pass interference for 15 yards and one for holding for 10 yards. Cass City's defense, 26 tackles, 3 for a loss for 13 yards all early on in that game. No sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, but 2 penalties for 5 yards. One was declined by Lakers. Leading the tackling efforts for Cass City is number 85, Hare, with 4. Loomis and Boots each with 3. Then you have Cuthrell, Stern, Moore, Horn, Daniels, Lawrence each with 2. And then Montai, Holbert, Schmidt, and Perry each with 1 tackle as well. Tackles for a loss, Cuthrell, Moore, and Boots. 6 yards, 7 yards, and 1 yard. And, of course, those 2 penalties, encroachment for 5 yards and a face mask, which was actually on the touchdown declined, was for no yardage. Lakers defense, on the other hand, 22 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 2 tip passes, no interceptions, no forced fumbles or recovered fumbles, and 2 penalties for 30 yards. Leading the defensive tackling for Lakers, Taylor Fail, number 5, with 5 tackles, Evan Shemko with 4 tackles, Brennan Wisner, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, and Terrence Dubes each with 3 tackles, Brady Post, James Stork, and Ian Snyder each with 1 tackle apiece. Tackles for a loss, Evan Shemko, number 3, 2 tackles, for a loss, totaling 17 yards, 10 and 7 on both of those. Snyder with one for a yard, and Diaz Reyes with one for a yard as well. Shemka with both sacks on the night for 17 yards, and those tip passes, Wisner